the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Kitty and Kolo are being held under close guard in the plantation house of Doc Beard, who poses as their friend, but is actually J7, deadly leader of the gang of saboteurs who are plotting to destroy the Panama Canal. Although they do not know that Beard is actually J7, Kitty and Kolo suspect him of cooperating with the gang. And Kolo has sneaked out of Kitty's window in the dead of night and disappeared into the jungle to keep a prearranged meeting with Jungle Jim. Alone in her room, Kitty stares horrified as the door, which she has so carefully locked, begins slowly opening.
The door. It's opening. Who are you?
Me, Fat Duck.
What are you doing in my room?
Dr. Beard, he tell me bring you a cup of hot cocoa.
But how did you get in? That door was locked.
No, Missy, door not locked. Me find door open.
Well, anyway, you should have knocked first. I don't want you coming in unless I tell you to come in. Do you understand? Did you hear what I said?
Yes, take cup coconut.
Just put it down on that table.
Me get you cup now.
Keep away from me.
Me get you cup now.
You stay where you are.
What you afraid of? Santa's no hurt. What, Missy?
I don't want you to come any nearer. Now, put that cup down on the table over there as I told you.
Yes, Missy.
Well, you can go now. What are you waiting for?
Missy, what, something more?
No, I don't want anything else.
No more cocoa?
I'll ring if I want any more. Oh, wait. I've never seen you before. What did you say your name is?
Me, Santa.
Are you new here, Santa?
Me, not Sabbath, Missy.
Have you worked for Doc Beard long?
Si, me work for Senor Beard.
Is a plantation, isn't it?
See, this plantation.
What do they grow here?
Grow? Me no savvy.
What do they grow? Rice or sugar cane or what?
Missy, what's happening, Ma?
No. No, I asked whether they grow rice or is it sugar cane?
Me go now.
Wait a minute, Santos. I want to ask you some questions.
Much better not ask too many questions.
I just want to know if they grow crops here or what.
As Kitty questions Santos the half-breed, the man slowly edges away from her toward the door. Meanwhile, faithful little Kolo struggles through the thick underbrush toward the secret meeting place where he hopes to find Jungle Jim. Slowly, he worms his way through the jungle. Finally, Kolo reaches the edge of the clearing in which the huge tree, with its vine-snarled branches, stands like some grotesque shadow in the moonlight. Cautiously, Kolo crouches and waits.
Tuan Jim. Tuan Jim.
That you, Kolo?
Yes, Master. Me, Kolo. Me here by big tree. Where are you, Tuan Jim? Oh, Tuan Jim up in tree. Kolo no could see Tuan Jim till he come down.
I guess not, Kolo. Those branches are pretty thick. Lots of vines, too. Kolo, tell me. What happened after that tunnel cave and blocked us off? Did you go back to the plantation house with Doc Beard like I told you?
Yes, Tuan. We do what you say.
How's Kitty? Is she all right?
Yes, Tuan. Missy St. John, all okay.
That's good.
Tuan.
Yeah?
Doc Beard very angry, but he too polite like snake with bird. He tell Missy St. John and Kolo never go into tunnel again. But he not know we see you there.
Tell me, Kolo, were you locked up?
No, Tuan. Beard say we must stay close to home. Indians upset over something very bad. No go outside.
The old fox. We'll have him upset before we're through with him. How did you get out?
Through Missy St. John window. Guard every place. But Kolo get away okay.
Ah, good work, Kolo. You don't think you've been followed, do you?
No, Tuan. But Doc Beard and Pedro are looking for you. He say, I catch Jungle Jim if I have to do myself. You be careful, Tuan. Tuan Jim!
What's the matter, Kolo? You tangle up in that vine?
This no vine, Tuan Jim. This big snake.
Good Lord, it's a python.
Help quick, Tuan Jim. Help, Kolo.
Brace yourself, Kolo. It's coiling around your chest. Get your arms down to your side, quick. Keep it from crushing you.
Yes, Tuan Jim.
I'll cut through the coils with my knife.
Please, hurry. Be careful, Tuan Jim. Big snake catch you, too.
Just hold out a few seconds, Kolo. Yes. I'll get you out of this. Oh, no, you don't. How do you like that?
Tuan Jim. Tuan Jim.
Almost got him that time, Kolo. Couple of more good cuts.
Not fast, Tuan Jim.
Kolo! Let go, you monster. Let go of him. I'll cut you to ribbons. There. Now to get these coils off, Kolo. Come. Kolo. Kolo. Kolo, you all right? Kolo, answer me. Kolo.
Yes. Fine.
Oh, thank goodness you're alive. Oh, how do you feel?
Kolo, no feel good.
Let's look you over a bit. You don't seem to have any broken bones.
Kolo, feel all broken up.
Just about cut that snake in two in time. A few more seconds, Kolo, and...
Tuan Jim, save Kolo life. Thousand thanks.
Never mind thanks, Kolo. The important thing is that you're still alive. How do you feel?
I feel sick in chest.
Where, Kolo? Show me.
Here, Tuan.
Oh. Does it hurt when I press here?
Oh. Yeah. Yes, Tuan. Hurt like fire.
Probably got a broken rib. It's not serious. If it punctured your lung, well, you'd be spitting blood.
Oh, Tuan Jim. Kolo once wrestled Japanese jiu-jitsu. Do all right. But Kolo never wrestled big snake before. Snake squeeze worse than 10,000 horses pulling ropes around Kolo.
Those pythons are pretty strong. They have coils like steel.
Worse than steel.
That was a pretty close call, Kolo. I saw that big snake coil around you. I thought you sure a goner.
That's what Kolo think too, Tuan.
It's not safe to stay down here on the ground, Kolo. Better climb up into this tree while you're resting.
Kolo, no can walk.
I'll give you a hand, Kolo. First, we'll toss this rope up over that limb. Here. Tie this end around your waist and hold on the other end.
Yes, I try.
I'll shinny up and pull you up after me. It's the only way, Kolo.
Yes, Tuan.
Now, Kolo. That's it. Fine. There. You sit in the fork of these branches and rest. I want to write a note. I think the time has come to get in touch with Colonel Barrett. And I want you to be sure that this reaches him.
While Kolo rests safe in the big tree and Jim writes his note, J7, alias Doc Beard, with Pedro and his henchmen, carefully search all parts of the jungle for Jim.
Pedro.
Si, master.
Have your native beaters found any sign of Jungle Jim yet?
No, master. Let Jungle Jimmy leave no track.
Fool. Bound to leave track somewhere. The men are too stupid to find them, that's all.
But, master.
You've been out searching most of the night. Still no sign.
Maybe better go home. Then we search when day comes, master.
We're not going home without Jungle Jim this time. I'm going to get that man if it takes the rest of my life. He knows too much.
Master!
I've got to get
master,
him...
Master!
What is it, Benito?
Master, over there. Me find where Big Snake have fight. Big Snake all cut up.
Any footprints? Any tracks?
Plenty tracks. All around, master. Many, many tracks.
Good. That sounds like what we're looking for.
These tracks, Monito, were they made by the big white gringo?
No, master. These tracks made by snake guard in fight with snake.
I tell you, the big white gringo is no more a guard than you are.
Monito know the snake guard. Me find two such footprints. Me follow them near big tree. No more tracks. Tracks go up in air. Must be snake guard.
That's no guard, you fool. That's the big white gringo we're after. The tracks ended because he climbed up into that tree. Is that tree in the jungle or in the open?
Tree all by himself in clearing, master.
Good. Now's our chance, Pedro.
Si.
Jungle Jim's up in that tree. Divide your men.
Si, si.
Send some of them that way.
Si.
Some of them in the other direction and others this way.
Si, master.
You and I will approach the tree from this side.
Si.
We'll sneak up and surround our dear friend Jungle Jim. This is one time he hasn't a chance of getting away from us.
Si, master. Hello!
Kolo, how do you feel now?
Me feel much better now, Tuan Jim.
Good. Now, I want you to take this note and see that it gets back. What's that?
Kolo think somebody coming through jungle.
They're coming from that direction, Kolo. Bound to be the Doc Beard or his Indian. You'd better get down out of this tree and go in the jungle the other way.
Yes, Tuan Jim.
We'll have to go the other way, Kolo. There's somebody over there, too.
No. You can go other way, Tuan Jim. Look, somebody moving in jungle.
And that leaves us just one way open. Come on, Kolo, hurry.
No. Don't go that way, Tuan Jim.
What?
Somebody there.
Kolo, we're surrounded. They're coming at us from all sides.
Indians must know we here in tree.
We can make a break for it.
You go, Tuan Jim. Kolo's legs no move fast enough.
What, and leave you here? I should say not.
What we do, Tuan Jim?
We'll figure something out, Kolo. We've got to. We get down out of the tree, they'll have us plastered with poison arrows before we move a step.
Kolo think maybe we caught this time, Tuan Jim.
No, Kolo. They haven't caught us yet, and they aren't going to.
No, J7 and his gang of desperados haven't caught Jim and Kolo yet, but they've got them up a tree out in the middle of a clearing, and they've got them surrounded. Can Jim and Kolo escape this time? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. Why, the whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.